October, Year of God, 894. 1. HMS Royal Carus, 58, Zebediah C., HMS Armach, 58, Carus C., and HMS Destroyer, 54, Thole Bay.
Shit.
Merlin Othrawis pronounced the single word with a quiet, terrible emphasis as he gazed at the latest download from Owl. Royal Carus was crossing the Zebediah Sea, 6 5-days out of Telesburg, and almost exactly halfway to Chiraeth. It was just after Langhorne's watch, the Safeholdian midnight, and Caleb and Charlian were sound asleep.
Waking them up won't help a damned thing, Merlin thought grimly. On the other hand, if I don't wake them up and tell them about this, they're both going to be pissed as hell.
He considered the time, then grimaced as he decided on a compromise. Crown Princess Alana would be waking up to demand her early feeding in no more than another hour. He could let the Emperor and Empress have at least that much more sleep. On the other hand, it was 4 hours earlier in Telesburg, so... Brian Lock Island's eyes narrowed as the invisible plug in his right ear chirped at him. Then began a soft rendition of a peculiar piece of music. The sound, the opening bars of something which had once been called Anchors Away, sounded very strange to any Safeholdian. It also identified the caller as Merlin Othrawis, however, and Lock Island hadn't expected to hear from him for at least another couple of hours. For that matter, Merlin always tried to avoid calling when anyone who wasn't already part of the inner circle was present, which suggested the High Admiral had better take this particular call.
"All right, Henry," he said to the Lieutenant Commander sitting across the table from him. "I think that covers just about everything. There are a couple of other points I'd like to discuss before the meeting tomorrow, but let me mull them over tonight."
"Of course, sir."
Henry Tillier had been Lock Island's flag lieutenant for over 3 years. Since his promotion to lieutenant commander, Lock Island had decided to emulate Earl Thirsk and turned Tillier into his chief of staff. Unlike Thirsk, however, who was inventing the concept on his own, Lock Island had benefited from researching the historical development and organization of staff officers in OWL's databanks. As a result, he was well along the way to creating a genuine staff with specific designated areas of responsibility, and he was already making mental selections for the flag officers, Navy, Army, and Marine, he intended to nominate to Caleb when the Emperor inaugurated the concept of a general staff for the entire Empire in another few months. At the moment, it was obvious Tillier, who knew him far better than most, was more than a little perplexed by the High Admiral's abrupt termination of their meeting. But whatever questions might be running through his brain, he wasn't about to ask them. Instead, he gathered up the notes he'd been taking, jogged them together, and slid them into a folder. Then he smiled at Lock Island, finished the last swallow in his whiskey glass, and cuffed Lock Island's Rottweiler, Keelhaul, gently and affectionately on his massive head. Keelhaul chuffed in acknowledgement of the goodbye, without ever opening his eyes, and Tillier chuckled.
"I'll see you in the morning, sir."
"By all means. In fact, join me for breakfast, if you would."
"Of course, sir."
Tillier nodded respectfully and withdrew, shutting the door behind him. Lock Island looked at the closed door for a moment, then stood and opened the many-paned glass door to HMS Armach's sternwalk. He leaned on the rail, gazing up at a sky that was fading from blue into indigo. A few of the brightest stars were visible, but it would be a while before darkness actually fell.
"Yes, Merlin," he said then, quietly, his voice inaudible through the sound of wind and water to anyone more than 2 or 3 feet away from him. "I'm sorry to disturb you,
Merlin's voice said in his earplug, and Lock Island felt his eyebrows knitting in quick alarm as the Sajan's grim tone registered. Unfortunately, Merlin continued, we've got a problem, a big one.
What do you mean? Lock Island asked quickly, and heard a distant sigh.
We've been had, Merlin said flatly. They aren't sending the fleet to Thirsk after all. They're sending it to Desnare.